a water that is very nice and clean beside us. We have all those blessings. What have we become? Have we ever looked at ourselves, what we have become? We begin to be so greedy, and we begin to be so phoningly consider ourselves accomplishers, the first to be. We take pride and we love to have a prestige because we have come to this far. And at the same time, we forget we have the opportunity to be blessed and most luckiest people, even though we have experienced that tragic flood in Winneson. But one thing that is very tragic is that we have lost our heritage from our culture. From the First Nation heritage, we have lost that. And we are continued to losing it now. As long as we have this, the greed for personal prestige, as long as we have this faction in our community, we will truly lose that. Our First Nation heritage that was proudly carried on by our forefathers. And this is what I am talking about. And that is all I ever say. I never hated anyone. I just want to caution the few things that we do, that we forget to see. I have said before, I am not against the Winnis people became to be the best Bionic band members. I don't hate that. But let us be cautious. Let us carry the good things all the way through. Most of all, let us be honestly love each other. Let us not push one family down, and let us not call down our elders. Let us not chase those who we don't like. Let us go to the church that is beautifully designed to our cultural heritage. At least the looks is there. But can we truly practice that inside it? Can we actually purify ourselves within that church that is beautiful, that has been given us freely, that we have been able to design our own church where we can go and to show our heritage as a native structure? No, we have not totally able to do that because we have developed a faction in our community, because we want to say, I accomplished this, it is me, it is we. That is the problem. I have very few minutes yet to speak in this tape, and I am going to the next one before everybody else wake up. I have an opportunity to do this because it is the only time I can do my tape recording. And I do this tape recording because I don't know if I will ever have a time to do this. But I want to say this, if ever anyone ever think of me or ever want to know what I am, here in this recording you will see what I am and hear what I am, which is truly what I have, what I wish. Here in this tape, I'm very honest. Nothing distracts me. Nobody yell at me when I speak. Nobody throw things at me. So I can speak my mind off very easily, with honesty. I shall go to the next tape. In a few more seconds, I have many more examples that I want to express here, to pinpoint exactly what I am aiming at, exactly what annoys me, exactly what my wishes that I could see before I leave this world, before I leave my children and my grandchildren. I don't think anyone ever left the world to satisfy that he left behind something. At least I will give it a try. Now to the next day.